It's a opponent that we're not familiar with, but that's what film study is for. We just have to come to play like we do every week.
Is there a difference in mindset between when this team is 4-4 and now when it's 7-4, the momentum of the three-game winning streak?
It's always a different mindset when you're winning. We never lost confidence. But you play with a greater confidence when you're winning, and now we've stacked 3 in a row, and we're going for number 4.
How late do you have a winning streak? You've had, a week and a half to prepare. Was this the ideal time to play the Ravens?
Oh, it's the perfect time to play anybody. You get 2 byes, get a nice little bit of rest and recovery time. Body gets to recoup, so a lot of guys are banged up, and we needed it. And now we got 5 games left to go down the stretch with fresh bodies. They have a good defense. They have an excellent defense. They've always had an excellent defense. That's one of the things that we when you think of the Ravens, you think of their defense. Not calling out their offense or anything like that, but Ravens are all about defense. And it starts with the man in the middle. he's their sound bite. He's their mic. He's their mouthpiece. He's that head man. And you gotta kind of get him in a position where we can be successful on him, and because he's gonna come every single play, and he gets those guys revved up and ready to play every single play. Oh, he's a heck of a. You can't. They have a lot of players that make plays, and what Ed Reed does in that backfield, it's you got to go get the ball. Period. You cannot let him go get the ball, because if you do, he will go get it. He has a mindset of a receiver once that ball is in the air, and he can catch just as good as any receiver in the game. So, yeah, it's great ball skills, great instinct, great savvy, smart player, and he makes plays.
You think Reed would rather get the interception or take the hit?
You know what? He does both, but I think he'd rather get the interception. He's a playmaker. He's a highlight reel waiting to happen. So we'll play on the high side of him trying to get the interception and try to stop him from doing that first and foremost. I'll take the hit. I can't let him get the pick.
How about the confidence of this team with a 3-game winning streak heading into this Monday night showdown?
We're a very confident football team, in which we should be. We were confident when we were 4-4. We just weren't getting it done. We knew what we were capable of doing and capable of showcasing there on Sundays and last week case on Thursdays and this week on Monday night. So it's all about just putting that best foot forward each week and performing at a high level.
Does Monday night football still have that same pop as it did back in the day?
It does. It does. You know, you're on a national stage. You're on a spotlight. You're in the spotlight, and you got to come ready to play. You don't want to get showing up on Monday night. Trust me, because everybody on that Tuesday is going to be telling you, whether it's friends, family, or peers in this locker room, man, come on, how you let that guy do you? Like, you know, it's Monday night football, so it's the same.
How about the way this offense is playing? Is it clicking? Is it where you guys want to be at, you with Rodgers and the rest of the troops?
I would say it's heading in that direction. I wouldn't say it's completely where we want it to be, but we're definitely heading in the right direction.
I'm sure it feels good to be in that playoff picture for that wild card spot, right?
It always feels good to be in the playoff picture, but right now we're in the Ravens picture, and they're in our photograph, and we're going to try to put a W on our side.
Thank you.
Do you go into these December games thinking it's going to be physical football and the most physical team is going to play?
Well, that's the way it's got to be played. Weather changes, especially up here. Up north, gets colder. You got to rely more so on the running game because you never know what the weather's going to be like. So you put a huge emphasis in the trench areas, and you got to out physical the opponent, and it's from the inside out, from the interior to the perimeter. So we just got to beat our man in front of us and handle business.
The Ravens are known as a physical team. In fact, I think your next 3 opponents are all pretty physical. Chicago, Pittsburgh, kind of have that reputation. Is this team up to that, do you think? Up to that physical challenge, the test those teams are going to provide?
I feel like he just disrespected us with that question. Are we up?
Sorry.
I mean, are we up to it? We're up to it. We're up to it.
You consider yourself a physical team?
We consider ourselves a physical team. We do consider ourselves a physical team. I think it shows the way we play. Our defense can match up with any defense out there. Our offense can match up with any defense or any offense out there. So yes, we're good on that.
I would suggest that you are a more skilled team than other teams, and maybe that's your strongest asset as opposed to being known as a physical team.
We pride ourselves in being good in all assets of the game, all phases of the game. You want to play a physical ball game, we feel like we can play physical. You want to play a finesse game, we definitely can play a finesse game. Whatever we need to do to win the ball game, that's what we do.
How much better is this offense on that Jordy's back and your Michael's back? I mean, you got your full group now.
Did you ask me that question last week?
No.
Oh.
I didn't talk to you last week.
We're definitely a better offense. Anytime you can have a full arsenal, you're going to be a better offense. What Jordy brings to the table, what JerMichael brings to the table, there are things that obviously we don't bring to the table. Myself, I don't bring what they bring. They don't bring what I bring. We all complement each other very well. And once you have us all together, it's like a offensive explosion waiting to happen. So it's exciting seeing everybody out there and healthy.
Do you have a little bit more room to operate with JerMichael out there?
No, there's no.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on what the defense wants to do. I definitely think he helps. But think my best buddy with helping get each other open is the man next to me. But you know what? Again, when we spread everybody out, it's hard. I mean, that's a wide receiver in a tight end's body, so it's hard for teams to play him in with a linebacker or a safety. So he's definitely a matchup problem.